The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware 521.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. And I'm telling you, I've got a really good one for you today that I know you're going to love. It's about getting to the feeling of knowing. How do you get to that feeling where you know that something is true? Well, there's something very specific that a person wrote in and asked about, and I'm going to read it to you. It has to do with pricing and how do you feel confident in your pricings. But at the heart of it is that feeling of knowing. So let me read what this listener wrote. And by the way, if you want to be on the show, if you would like your question answered, you can do it anonymously by going to danawild.com/askdana. danawild.com/askdana, and you too could be on the show. So here is the question. This listener wrote in and said, how do I find my value so I can speak my prices with confidence? And I'm not talking about positive affirmations. That's like talking myself into something. I want it based on truth, not trying to make myself, and they did the little quotes here, feel better about something. I want to know, all capitals, in my knower, all capitals. Great word, by the way, knower. So here is the thing. And this is really, really important to know. Everything you believe and you hold true and that you know and believe as truth, you talked yourself into. Okay? So let me just say that again, because this goes for everybody. Everything that you believe or that you hold as truth or that you know, you talked yourself into. Now, many of us, we had help from the culture or maybe from our families, family situation, parental influence. But there is nothing that is quote unquote truth. It's all stuff that we decided is truth. So we're born, we're babies, we're clean slates. We hear different ideas over and over and over again. We take them on as truth for ourselves. We tell ourselves certain ideas, whether they're true or whether they're not. We repeat them enough that we believe them. And we believe them, and now they become truth. All right? So if you think that you're talking yourself into something by creating a different vision for yourself, and you don't want that, well, I hate to clue you in, but that's how it works. That's how it works. You have talked yourself into everything so far. And if you want to shift, you have to find a way to talk yourself into it. Now, does that mean we don't want it to feel good or we don't want it to feel real? And definitely don't put feeling better in quotations, because there's nothing better than feeling better. Because when you feel better and when you start to get your positive mojo going, you start to readily accept things more as truth. You start to be able to allow them into your brain better. You light up your brain. So let's dissect this piece by piece and let's talk about this. Because what you're really looking for is how to find your value so you can speak your prices with confidence. When I say that you have to talk yourself into it, I don't mean you have to tell yourself a bunch of lies that feel bad. In fact, I don't want you to do that. I want you instead to find the truth that supports the better feeling, that then supports the confidence, and then supports the ability to feel good about talking about the higher prices. So what do I mean by that? If you were to start right now, this is tip number one, and make a list of all of the reasons why you're qualified to deliver the service that you deliver. So make a list of all the reasons why you are qualified. There's mindset material, mindset for entrepreneurs like I teach. Lots of people teach that. You can be getting this information from anybody else, but you're here and you're listening to this. So I have to be the one to make a case for my own qualifications about why I am qualified to be talking to you about this and to be teaching this and to have a following and to build a bigger following. And you have to do the same. You have to make a list of reasons. Start with 10 reasons. Why are you qualified? Now, sometimes some of you are going to go to reasons like, well, I have a certificate in, you know, hypnotherapy or nutrition, or, you know, I have a master's degree. So start to dig deeper than those external qualifications. Why are you qualified to be delivering the shifts that you're delivering to your clients? Well, I care. I'm passionate about it. I've had my own experience. I've had my own success. I am a brain trainer. I know the power of positive thinking. I know that I see my clients in a way where the shift has already changed for them. I have been a lifelong learner. Think about those reasons. All those reasons I just said probably also apply to you. What are all the reasons that make you qualified to help your clients and to deliver the service and transformation that you deliver? When you get done with that first list of 10, write another 10. When you get done with that 10, write another 10. If you can, just keep going as much as you can, because you are building a case for your value. Okay, so that's tip number one. Tip number two, look at your history, all the evidence of all the things that you've ever learned and you've ever gotten good at and you've ever ascended the ranks of, or you've gotten better at, or sometimes you've even mastered it. You probably have a whole list of things. And if you've done all those other things, then you can do this too. This is a learnable skill. It's a learnable skill building a business, but confidence is also a learnable skill. This is something that you practice and you keep getting better at. So build a list of evidence for your success. And then three, and I alluded it to it already, is practice. Keep practicing and find the ways to speak it in truth. So affirmations aren't a way to lie to yourself just so you can feel better, because if you're lying to yourself and you feel like you're lying to yourself, you don't feel better when you do them. Instead, do what we recommend here in the Train Your Brain Sandbox, which is find a way to talk about the current situation in a way that feels good. So right now you're in a situation where you can't find your value speaking your prices with confidence. So you have to find a way to talk about that situation in a way that feels better. You busted yourself. You know you can't do it. So number two, decide, do I want my reticular activating system to keep matching this up? Because as long as you keep talking about the problem, as long as you keep saying, I can't speak my prices with confidence, I'm not my knowing and my knower, and I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it, your reticular activating system says, great, you can't do it. Can I help you feel worse about that? We don't want to do anything to make you feel better, that's for sure, right? So you've got to find a way, step three, to talk about the current situation in a way that feels better. Because that is the path to knowing. If you want to get to knowing, then you have to pass through anger and frustration and hope and belief on your way to knowing. You don't just say, oh, I'm frustrated and I'm angry and I don't believe in myself and I'm feeling despair. Let me jump into knowing so that I know my value. No, you have to practice it and you have to say those sentences that move yourself in that direction. You have to find a way to talk about the current situation in a way that feels good. So start saying those sentences in your head. Be a proactive thinker in your head. I'm starting to feel better. I just got busted by Dana. I get it. I did talk myself into all this. I did learn this from my culture. I learned this from my upbringing. I have spent a lot of time practicing these other things. I get it now that I've got to start shifting myself to feeling better, because when I feel better, that's the path to knowing. I don't jump from frustration to knowing. I jump from hope into belief into knowing. I'm willing to say those sentences. I'm willing to make a case of evidence for my success. I'm willing to talk with more confidence. I'm willing to say things like, I'm feeling more confident. I'm starting to feel more confident. Things are getting better. I'm learning how to be more confident. Saying sentences that feel believable. I like telling the truth to myself. I like feeling better and better all the time. I like learning how to do this. I like feeling the shift to knowing. I know I'm getting better at this already. I'm already starting to feel in my knowing. I get how this works now. I want to be in my knowing more often. I like the feeling of knowing. It feels so good to feel knowing. I like the idea of practicing this. And you've only been doing that for 60 seconds. Now imagine doing that minute after minute, week after week, year after year. You've totally got this. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?